14. And Jesus entered into Capernaum. Now a certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying, that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loves our nation, and has built us a synagogue. And Jesus says, I will come and heal him. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but say the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said to the people that followed him, Verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done to you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour, and they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass on the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and many people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bore him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region round about. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, and the disciples of John showed him of all these things, John, calling to him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you he that should come, or do we look for another? When the men were come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits, and to many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Go your way, and tell John again those things which you do hear and see, how that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing, which are gorgeously apparelled, and live delicately, are in kings' courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. Verily I say to you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater prophet than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is preached, and suffers violence. Every man presses into it, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, But whereto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like to children sitting in the marketplace, and calling to their fellows, and saying, We have piped to you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not lamented. For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a devil. The Son of Man is come, eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children.